Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Brenda Swope.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Good. Brenda, you've done this now a couple of times.
A few times.
Yeah, so it's great to have you back, and we're going to be, one of the things we want to talk about, of course, is the variety show that's coming up this week.
This Saturday. We'd like to encourage everyone to come after they attend the Firemen's Parade and support our fire department, so...
So what time is the variety show starting?
We're going to start at 7:30. Hopefully that'll give everybody time to enjoy the parade and then come on over.
Okay. And just in case they can squeeze it in there, they could come over for fish and chips.
Yes, we're serving fish and chicken in the dining room, all you can eat. See how that goes.
Okay. So, and of course, you don't have to be an Elks member in order to come to the dining room or to come to the variety show or whatever.
No, you don't. We let you come in as our guests and enjoy the evening, have a good time.
Okay. Well, the variety show always brings some favorite performers, I think, again, and then always some new performers.
Yes,
so
yes.
Let's kind of talk about the lineup.
Okay, this year we have Mark Underwood from Sioux City. I think he's originally from Atlantic. And B.J. Hart, Jeremy Faga, The Whistlers from Atlantic, Katie York, Kenny Plowman from Adair, Michael Nix from Creston, Sarah Selders, Jessica Parkinson, and of course always Skippy from somewhere south of Iowa. Caleb Kelly and Melanie Hart, and Clint and Angie Wepler. So we have a nice lineup this year.
Quite a variety. I'm assuming most of those are singers. Are there any that are not?
The Whistlers, I understand, are not singers.
All right.
I have
That's
not
a
seen,
new one.
Yeah, I've not seen this group. Has something to do with body paint.
Oh,
but
interesting.
That's all I know.
Well, hey, so, that's a little motivation
yeah,
and curiosity and there to
check
come
it
and
out.
See.
Yeah. Our show's always put together by Mike Waters. He gets all these acts together all during the summer, and then we put on a little show for everybody.
All right. And I know that when Mike is in charge, and according to... You know, all of you who want to have this is good family type entertainment.
Yes, it is. It's family entertainment. We have gone that route for the last couple of years, and it's nice to see.
Yes, people can just come and relax and enjoy
right.
it. Now, you do have a little theme, a little title for it.
Yes, we just like to name each little show, and this one we're going to call Let Us Entertain You.
All right, and that's what will happen this Saturday night,
yes.
starting at 7:30.
Yes. And then after the show, the Does are furnishing hors d'oeuvres, so we can come down and enjoy some hors d'oeuvres and some good conversation.
Yeah, that's the, you know, sometimes I think when you go to events, and this has been going on, I think you said, at least 10 years, maybe
yeah.
more, that sometimes there are people that's kind of the main thing they go to the Elks for, and you see those people again every year.
Right.
It's a social event.
And you can talk with the performers and get to know where they're coming from and about their careers in music.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good deal, too. Yeah, and
they,
I know, are going to be very talented and very, very enjoyable show. So come on down. Now, there is a fee.
It's $10 a person to get in, yes.
And what happens to that money?
We're raising funds this year for our scholarship program. We'd like to increase the amount of scholarships we give, but it's hard to to raise funds to get the money. So it does go to a good cause.
You bet. So pay your $10, and you know, $10. There's not too many things you can do
for
$10.
You can't.
So this is pretty.
You can't go to the city and get a show for $10. And of the quality of the performers that we have.
Yeah. So that's great. Good thing to do. Now, I'm just thinking maybe there's somebody listening that doesn't know where the Elks building is.
We are right next to the library in Atlantic at 501 Poplar Street.
All right. Just in case there's somebody new in the area. So that's all happening this Saturday. We'll come back and talk about the times again. But when we talked about the building and where it's at, you're 100 years old.
Yes, our building became 100 years old in July of this year. So we're going to have a celebration party in November on the 15th and some promotional things ahead of that. So we'll be back and talk some more about that later.
All right, that's great. That's pretty exciting, too. And then you also have some other things. You always have things going, it seems like. And Halloween is coming.
Yes.
So what are you planning?
A group of our officers went to the Washington School yesterday, I guess it was, and we visited with over 500 kids from kindergarten through third grade and invited them to a Halloween party at the lodge the 18th from 1 to 3. And we're going to use the theme of drug prevention and give out some prizes, have some games to play. And one interesting thing we have is Kent Gady, our national drug chairperson, gave us loan of these little, they look like little brains, but they're brains on drugs. So you can touch them and see what happens to your brain when you do drugs. And we're just trying to get through to the kids, you know, don't do drugs.
Sounds a little weird, but I'm thinking the kids are going to be fascinated.
I think they will love to touch those. I touched it, and it's kind of scary.
Well, maybe that helps to be
a
little scary.
And then we also have some glasses they can put on and try to walk the line. It makes them feel like they're drunk, and it's amazing to see what happens when they put these glasses on.
All right, good activities. And sounds like, you know, something kids will enjoy, but hopefully we'll also make an impression about some good choices there.
And we took some coloring book pages to the schools. They're doing a coloring contest, which there'll be prizes for, and cookies and Kool-Aid and other treats available.
All right. Now, are they to come in costume?
Yes, they're to dress in costume, and we're going to try to give a prize for costumes. I'm not in on that part of the planning, but I'm sure they're working hard on it.
Yes, and that's always fun to see what they come up with, some very creative kinds of costumes. Now, and this is on the 18th, so you're kind of stretching out Halloween here a little bit.
We kind of wanted to do it ahead of time to give them time to go and enjoy the community's planned programs too, so they didn't have too much in one day.
Well, Halloween, it seems, has become a big holiday for some people. It's not high on my list, but that, I mean, to each his own. And so, you know, and the kids have their costumes, and so kind of maybe that's good to kind of stretch it out a little bit.
Just a fun afternoon.
Yes, that sounds great. And now, is there a fee for that for
kids? No, that's free of charge, and we encourage them to bring their parents if they want or their brothers and sisters.
Okay, and that's all at the Elks Building
also? Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the 18th, and 1 to 3.
1 to 3.
For the kids, but then... You're going to follow up?
We want the adults to party that night, so we're going to try and do a costume party for adults in the evening. There will be a DJ there, Bert Rose, to perform, and maybe some games and prizes for the adults as well.
All right, just party for everybody and have a great time. So, Brenda, what is required, or how, if somebody says, you know, I really want to be a part of the Elks because I know they do a lot of great things. How do they go about that? What do they do first?
First thing they do is get a hold of one of the members, and we'll get you an application. You can fill it out, and it's a very simple process. A lot of people have heard about they have to ride the goat and all that before they join, but there really is no goat, sorry to tell you that. So it's just get a hold of us or stop in at the lodge and talk to one of the members, and we'll get you on the right road.
Okay. And what about if they want to be a DOE, which is kind of an auxiliary group?
Yes, they can stop in. There's always some DOEs around, and we do have some DOEs applications there as well for them to fill out.
Is to be a DOE, is it required that somebody in your family be an Elk?
No, it is not.
Okay.
No.
They're connected, but not...
Yes, they've kind of relaxed a lot of the old-time rules.
Okay, that's
so
good to kind of clear that up, Brenda. Mm-hmm.
Yes, women can become Elks, and, well, men can become does, too, if they want
to. Right. In fact, right now, I think they're one of the officers, at least one of the officers for the Elks is a woman.
Yes, that would be me. I'm not the only one, but yes, I'm the secretary at the Elks Lodge.
All right. So, see, that's good to know, all of those things. And they, you do wonderful things for a lot of people, especially, I think, for youth.
Yes, we love to help the youth and support the programs that we can.
Okay. And ongoing programs, I think basketball season will be coming up. And
yeah, we have our annual hoop shoot contest here. A couple years ago, we had a national winner, Emmett Wheatley, and he went on to the Nationals. He didn't finish in first, but it was just nice to have someone from our area to go to that.
You bet. So all of that's going on with the Elks. So remind us, Brenda, now about this event that's coming up on Saturday.
It's our annual variety show, Let Us Entertain You. It's this Saturday. Showtime is at 7:30, $10 a person. You can either get your tickets that night, or they are available at Rex Pharmacy to get ahead of time.
All right. And if they have any questions, they can
call 249-9745.
9745. We want to thank you very much, Brenda.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Till next time, here's a thought. Your rewards in life will be in direct proportion to the contribution you make.